Well, there's one Democrat's cautious view of where we are now on the Affordable Care Act. Let's turn now to Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
So a lot of wisdom there. Government, not Amazon. We should add that government, not Zappos, right?
Yeah, exactly. And Diana DeGette is an important player in this. But let's keep one thing in mind about Ms. DeGette. She's not vulnerable. She's from the middle of Denver. She's safe. She has a high approval rating. And probably, regardless of the fate of Obamacare, Diana DeGette isn't going anywhere. And the question for Democrats in Washington isn't like people like DeGette. It's what about us? We're in vulnerable districts. We voted for this thing, and if it doesn't start working and it's not perceived as a success, we want to unhitch our wagon to this. They're wondering about that.
So remind me of who this fellow Jeff Zients is.
Well, Jeff Zients is the guy who the White House brought in to try and fix the botched website. He has been the healthcare.gov czar, if you will, my term, not theirs, for the last month. And Jeff Zients was on a conference call. I think we have a cut of it.
Let's just look here to see. I mean, here he is talking about some of the problems. And I want to ask you, when we hear this, if he's noticed any of these problems with the back end issues that Congressman DeGette was already talking about. Listen.
The team identified the root cause problems that needed to be addressed to fix the site. These root causes included hundreds of software bugs, inadequate hardware and infrastructure, and a general lack of system monitoring and incident response capabilities. Our assessment also identified weaknesses in how the project was being managed, with slow decision-making and diffuse or unclear accountability.
Slow decision-making. That could apply to the back end. What do you think, Todd?
Oh, it applies up and down, and this idea of the back end is the most important part now. What they have done a pretty good job, we'll find out, but what the White House, the CMS, says they've done a good job of fixing is the user experience. You get through it faster, the website doesn't crash as much, it can handle 400,000 people a day. We'll see if that's actually true going forward. It appears to be working more smoothly. But that's only one small part of the picture. And we've talked about sort of the Rube Goldberg machine, the guts of healthcare.gov that really makes the policy go. Here's a bit of jargon for you. Insurers call them 834 forms. What is that? That's the ticket that goes from healthcare.gov to the insurer and sort of carries your information, if you're an Obamacare beneficiary, carries your information to the insurance company. What's your profile? What's your age? What do you qualify for? Do you qualify for subsidies? How much? How much did you make last year? All of these things, and you can see all the different bits of information that are important. And you heard Ms. DeGette talking about how a lot of insurance companies are saying that back end is still not fixed. We are getting calls from people who think they're enrolled and they're not. And if that part doesn't start working and working well, it spells trouble.
What kind of bad news is going to come out of it? I mean, in the first case scenario, the bad news was people were losing their plans. On this insurance back end issue, the bad news is you're in the hospital and you find out you're not covered or something like that.
And it's all important. And the politics of this looks at exactly both of those points and more, John. Here's what Republicans are poised to do going forward. Look, it's a website. Nobody thought the website would be broken forever. Who would ever think that? So now Republicans are prepared. You're going to hear them not talking about the website, but talking about all of the other inevitable experiences that some people are going to have as healthcare changes that are negative. I got a cancellation notice. My premiums went up. Or the insurance company didn't get my 834 form, even though a member of the public wouldn't know what that is. Now, there will always be some people with some complaints, and the question is, what is the overall experience? And after January 1st, here's the other question. Republicans aren't likely, John, to keep voting on repeal unless this entire thing is a disaster. And why? And this is one thing that members of Congress, Democrats, might take a little bit of faith in. After January 1st, people start getting benefits. And after then, a vote to repeal is a vote to take something away that somebody already has. And that's going to change the political dynamic between January 1st and the elections in 2014.
So how many shopping days until people actually start getting benefits? That's the real question. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
You got it.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. And you can be a part of this conversation or any other. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.